imperial marshals in the Old West, you'll be close to the mark. Most of them, although not all, are descended from the line of the old white king, known as Arthur Eld. I told you there were overlaps. Third, Roland has lived his life under a terrible curse. He killed his mother, who was having an affair, mostly against her will and certainly against her better judgment, with a fellow you will meet in these pages. Although it was by mistake, he holds himself accountable, and the unhappy Gabrielle Deschain's death has haunted him since his young manhood. These events are fully narrated in the Dark Tower cycle, but for our purposes here, I think it's all you have to know. For longtime readers, this book should be shelved between Wizard in Glass and Wolves of the Kala, which makes it, I suppose, Dark Tower 4.5. As for me, I was delighted to discover my old friends had a little more to say. It was a great gift to find them again, years after I thought their stories were told.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Wind Through the Keyhole, a Dark Tower novel by Stephen King. Read by the author.
Stark Blast. During the days after they left the Green Palace that wasn't Oz after all, but which was now the tomb of the unpleasant fellow Roland's quartet had known as the TikTok Man, the boy Jake began to range farther and farther ahead of Roland, Eddie, and Susanna. "Don't you worry about him?" Susanna asked Roland, "out there on his own?" "He's got Oi with him," Eddie said, referring to the Billy Bumbler, who had adopted Jake as his special friend. "Mr. Oi gets along with nice folks all right, but he's got a mouthful of sharp teeth for those who aren't so nice, as that guy Gasher found out to his sorrow." "Jake also has his father's gun," Roland said, "and he knows how to use it. That he knows very well, and he won't leave the path of the beam." He pointed overhead with his reduced hand. The low-hanging sky was mostly still, but a single corridor of clouds moved steadily southeast, toward the land of Thunderclap, if the note left behind for them by the man who styled himself R.F. had told the truth. Toward the Dark Tower. "But why?" Susanna began, and then her wheelchair hit a bump. She turned to Eddie. "Watch where you're pushing me, sugar." "Sorry," Eddie said. "Public Works hasn't been doing any maintenance along this stretch of the turnpike lately. Must be dealing with budget cuts." It wasn't a turnpike, but it was a road, or had been, two ghostly ruts with an occasional tumble-down shack to mark the way. Earlier that morning, they had even passed an abandoned store with a barely readable sign, Took's Outland Mercantile. They investigated inside for supplies. Jake and Oi had still been with them then, and had found nothing but dust, ancient cobwebs, and the skeleton of what had been either a large raccoon, a small dog, or a Billy Bumbler. Oi had taken a cursory sniff and then pissed on the bones before leaving the store to sit on the hump in the middle of the old road with his squiggle of a tail curled around him. He faced back the way they had come, sniffing the air. Roland had seen the Bumbler do this several times lately, and although he had said nothing, he pondered it. Someone trailing them, maybe? He didn't actually believe this, but the Bumbler's posture, nose lifted, ears pricked, tail curled, called up some old memory or association that he couldn't quite catch. "Why does Jake want to be on his own?" Susanna asked. "Do you find it worrisome, Susanna of New York?" Roland asked. "Yes, Roland of Gilead, I find it worrisome." She smiled amiably enough, but in her eyes the old mean light sparkled. That was the Dedda Walker part of her, Roland reckoned. It would never be completely gone, and he wasn't sorry. Without the strange woman,